Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome to Sefer Vayikra with the OU All Parsha app. So Sefer Vayikra is very unique in it, as Rabbi Shmuel Golden says, we enter the realm of Tumah and Tahara in full force. Sefer Vayikra is also known as Toras Kohanim, the law book for the Kohanim, because it deals primarily, not 100%, but primarily and overwhelmingly with the Avodah of the Kohanim slash from Shevet Levi, Toras Kohanim, that's why it's called in English, or if it's Greek, I'm not sure, Leviticus, L-E-V-I, okay? It's the law book of the priests from Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, and the Avodah that they did. And in the first few parashios, what we learn about Amprakim is korbanos. There are many different kinds of korbanos. Of course, korbanos is something that's difficult for us to relate to in a practical matter, being that, Rachman Hatzlan, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed almost 2,000 years ago. It's not something that we can relate to, or that our parents, or grandparents, or their grandparents, or even their grandparents could relate to. We daven every day for the Beit HaMikdash to be rebuilt, and for the avodah of korbanos, of course, to be restored immediately. And in our time, we have to find ways to make the avodah of korbanos meaningful to us and to derive beautiful and practical lessons from an ancient avodah that is no longer practiced today. So how does Sefer Vayikra begin? Vayikra al Moshe v'edibra Hashem elav me'ol moed. And he called to Moshe and Hashem spoke to him from the tent of meeting saying, remember the end of Shemos, we put up the Mishkan, Hashem's presence was there, fire by day, cloud by night. And now what are we doing in this Mishkan? We begin right away with the Inyanei Diyoma, the topic of the day. God told Moshe to speak to the children of Israel and say, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when a person from amongst you brings a carbon from Hashem, whether it's from the animals or from the cattle or from the flock, you shall bring your sacrifice. Im ola karbano, if it's an ola sacrifice, mina bakar, zachar tamim, yakriveno, pasach olamoid, yakrivus olitzon of Hashem. And there are so many halachos and rules and different kinds of Karbanos as well. I saw a very, very beautiful Dvar Torah from Rav Aaron Lopiansky Shlita, Rashi Yeshiva Greater Washington, and I want to share this with you. Okay? And he helps us understand why Karbanos are so powerful, impactful, and so important to our Avodas Hashem. Rav Aaron Lopiansky Shlita teaches, Vayikra is a sefer that deals to a great degree with Karbanos. In many ways, korbanos are almost a different type of mitzvah. Just as the Torah and tefillah are mitzvos, but may rightfully be considered a subsection of mitzvos, so too korbanos seem to compromise a subsection of the world of mitzvos. How so? To understand this, we have to consider a few of the many unique features of korbanos. The bringing of korbanos, first of all, he points out, is the first and only mitzvah described as such in the Torah, well before Matan Torah. Therefore, from the time of Adam HaRishon onwards, we have Karbanos being bought by Adam, Cain, Hevel, Noach, Avram. Now, we're not talking about Matan Torah. We're nowhere near Matan Torah. We're by Brias HaOlam. We're by the first human beings who walked the earth. Chazal have revealed us allusions in the Pesukim to different mitzvos that the Avos performed. The patriarchs performed different mitzvos, as explained by Chazal, but none of them are remotely stated explicitly. We don't find explicit mitzvos that the patriarchs kept. But when it comes to korbanos, we are told, Vayivan Shem is Bech LaHashem. We also find acts of kindness, Hechnasos Archim by Avram. But they are presented as a general act of benevolence, not a specific religious act the way korbanos are. So yes, of course, Avram did Hechnasos Archim. But the Torah portrays this as a general act of benevolence, not as a specific mitzvah of fulfilling the mitzvah of chesed. All mitzvos, furthermore, require a minimal level of kavana. What does that mean? Simple intent, the proper intent when performing the mitzvah. It is noble and it is worthy to have many other thoughts and kavanos. But the simple intent to do the mitzvah is all that's necessary. So a person has to try and be a bal machshava. When I'm fulfilling a mitzvah, I shouldn't do it by rote. I should think, why am I fulfilling the mitzvah? When I bring the arba minim on Sukkos, why am I bringing the arba minim? What is the intent behind this? The pasuk says, "Lekach nemechnu b'yam arishon priy tzadar kapos tamarim va'anaf eitz avos usmachnu fnei Hashem kachem shivas yamim." So I should have the kavana. The esrog is the heart of Klal Yisrael. The lulav is the spine of Klal Yisrael. Kosh Baruch Hu commanded me to take this when I eat matzah on Pesach. I should think of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Shibud Mitzrayim, and Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So I should have kavanas when I keep the mitzvahs. But all that is required is the simple intent that I'm actually fulfilling the mitzvah. But regarding korban, Korbanos. The Mishnah mandate, says Rav Aaron Lapiansky, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 kavanos that a person should have. Not general kavana, I'm fulfilling a karban. I'm bringing a karban, fulfilling a mitzvah. 6 kavanos. Furthermore, there's also a kavana of lishma, l'shem shemayim, which is the absence of or corruption, which may invalidate the karban. Why is this such a unique requirement? In order to resolve these issues, in order to understand deeply these karbanos, we need to understand, says Rav Aaron Lapiansky, what distinguishes karbanos from mitzvos as a whole. He also points out the Nevi'im, the prophets, berate Klal Yisrael many times for bringing karbanos while still being engaged in sin, especially injustice. There is never a parallel rebuke. In other words, we don't find that the Nevi'im say, why are you wearing tefillin if you're corrupt? Why are you sitting in the sukkah if you're corrupt? Why are you eating matzah on Pesach if you're corrupt? But the Nevi'im say, why are you bringing karbanos if you're corrupt? As a matter of fact, the Rambam in Igeres Teiman makes this point explicitly, where he writes, by Yeravam ben Nevat, of cursed memory, one of the most wicked kings of Israel, by Yeravam ben Nevat will be punished for the calves, the idols, that he sinned with and caused Israel to sin with. At the same time, he'll be punished for not sitting in the sukkah. He'll be punished with the calves, the idols that he sinned with and caused Israel to sin with. This is the Rambam in Igeres Teiman. At the same time, he'll be punished for not sitting in the sukkah. But why then do the Nevi'im rebuke Israel for performing karbanos along with Avodah Zarah? In order to resolve these issues, we need to understand what distinguishes karbanos from mitzvos as a whole. What is so unique about karbanos that it is different than all other mitzvos in the Torah in general? The overarching description of mitzvos is to fulfill the command of Hashem. Ritzoneinu la'asot ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want me to do this, so I want to do this. You want me to keep Shabbos, I want to keep Shabbos. You want me to sit in the sukkah, I want to sit in the sukkah. You want me to take dalad minim, I want to take dalad minim. You want me v'nisim es nafsho sechem to fast on Yom Kippur, I want to fast on Yom Kippur. When it comes to mitzvahs, we're fulfilling the command of Hashem. There is an act of obedience. I am fulfilling my duty. However, karbanos are described as a daron, a tribute, or a gift. There's a difference between fulfilling my duty and giving someone a gift. I mean, in the real world, there's a difference between fulfilling your duty, your obligation, and giving someone a gift. The Maharal, says Rav Lapiansky, makes this point many times. A korban is, quote, a personal desire to connect to Hashem. And it is worth and important to point out that the root of korban, of course, is karav. Kuf, resh, bet. Karav, through a korban, what do we want to do? Come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharal writes many times, says Rav Lapiansky, that a korban is a personal desire to connect to Hashem. The distinction between mitzvos and korbanos is the distinction between obligation and giving a voluntary gift, such as a husband supporting his wife as required by marital obligation versus purchasing an extra gift for his wife, which is an act of appreciation and love. They're not the same thing. One is an obligation, I must do this. One is, I want to do this to be closer to you. This is perhaps why the Torah states the laws of karbanos with the karbanos that are voluntary. When it comes to the lachos of karbanos, Chazal learned them out from the karbanos that are voluntary and not those that are obligatory. Why? Voluntary karbanos more completely reflect the essential nature of a karban, which is, I want to be close to Hashem, and therefore I'm bringing this daron, this gift, this tribute, this voluntary offering. I'm giving you a gift, a husband says to the wife. That's not part of his chiyuv. It's rather an act of goodwill to bring the couple closer to each other. Using this perspective, we understand the reason for the unique feature of karbanos. Bringing a karban is an act of bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karav, I want to be close to you, God. And as such, even before there were mandated mitzvos, Matan Torah, Mara, before there were mandated obligatory mitzvos, there were karbanos. Going all the way back to Sheishas Yimei, well not Sheishas Yimei, but from the time of Adam and Cain and Hevel, they brought offerings to God. They reflect man, says Rav Lapiansky's timeless yearning to reach out and to connect to Hashem. And the neshama in this world has an innate desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to something higher than ourselves, that is ingrained, that is born us. So aside from the mitzvahs we are obligated to do as Jews, we want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to mandated mitzvahs whose primary value lies in the performance of the mitzvah itself. When it comes to a korban, the kavana is of paramount importance. Much like giving a gift. And he says something so wise. Well, the whole thing is very wise. But We say when we give a gift, even if the gift is small, you might say it's the thought that counts. The person, the receiver, knows you're thinking about them. You wanted to make them happy. It's the thought that counts. That's what it comes to with karbanos. I want to be close to you, Hashem, and that's the most important aspect. It's not the cow. It's not the turtle dove. It's not the goat. It's not the sheep. I mean, it is. But beyond that, I want to be close to you, Kosh Baruch Hu. It's the same point regarding the castigation of Israel, the rebuke of Israel for bringing karbanos while sinning. It's appropriate for a person to continue supporting his wife, even if the relationship is strained. Of course, we're not talking about chas v'shalom extreme cases. No. It's appropriate for a person where someone needs psychological help, Das Torah help, professional help, that's the Yotzei Min HaKlal. If a relationship is strained for whatever reason at a certain point in time, it's appropriate for a person to continue supporting his wife. But if a person showers her with gifts while treating her horribly, this is a travesty. This understanding of karbanos inspires us to yearn for the day when the Beis HaMikdash returns, and we can once again offer our gifts, which is ourselves, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will then go from subjects dutifully carrying out their tasks, mitzvos, to a loved one, karbanos, eagerly awaiting to be embraced by their beloved. B'mhera b'yameinu, amen. And until we have karbanos, I think it's just important to add on there. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us the Pirkei Avos, Perek Av Mishnah Beis, Asher Shadvar Me'olam Amir, Ala Torah V'Avodah V'Agmiras Chasadim. Rabbeinu Yonah writes very clearly that for karbanos the world was created, but since there are no karbanos anymore, Tefillah takes the place of our karbanos. So while we cannot be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Daran, the gift of bringing voluntary offerings, we can very much work on our tefillah to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vavi mishkan evne through the mode of tefillah and the medium of tefillah. And Be'ezer Hashem, with sincere kavanah directed prayers, we'll be zochah that the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. And once again, we will have the full avoda. B'mher b'yameinu amein. Kol tov, Shabbat shalom, and thank you to all.